Fantastic stuff. Well, back to Earth just quickly for news this week that scientists have announced plans for a wonderfully ambitious project. They're setting out to create a huge online Noah's Ark. The web-based encyclopedia will hold huge amounts of detailed information about the world's 1.8 million known species of wild creatures. And the most important thing about it is that it will be free for everybody to use. Now, the idea of cataloguing life on Earth has been around for a while, but it's only recently that it's becoming possible to do so because of the great advances we're seeing in web technology, so that now millions of pieces of information can be stored, accessed and searched online. And in fact, the plans for the Encyclopedia of Life will take about 10 years to build. And the first thing they're going to do is send out software programs called bots out onto the internet to gather up information that's already out there, but all scattered around the internet and in different places. They're going to bring it together, get experts to check it and add in anything else they think might be missing. So there's really going to be a huge amount of information at our fingertips. For example, the Natural History Museum is going to open up its million books and quarter of a million research papers to be part of this project.
But how are they sorting the wheat from the chaff, Helen? Because, you know, this is a bit Wikipedia, isn't it? We've got lots and lots of stuff being piled into from lots of different sources, and there's a lot of rubbish as well as
I think that's the key to this. That really is, there's so much out there, but how can you be sure information is reliable? And it's because they're using experts, teams of experts, specialists on all these different species to check the information. It won't be open like Wikipedia. We won't be adding in ourselves. We'll just be using the information. So I think we can really be sure that the stuff is going to be trustworthy.
And what do they think the major advantage of this is over what we've got at the moment?
Well, it's going to be in one place. We can go to one place if we want to find out anything about any species in the world. You know, for non-experts like ourselves, and for, you know, for study as well, it's going to be a really powerful resource because it's all in one place. It's not, you'd have to go trawling around trying to find information. But and we can add to it as well. We'll get through 1.8 million eventually, and then all the other species, hundreds of millions out there we still haven't discovered, can be added on. So from aardvark to zebras, alligators to zebras, we'll be able to find out anything we want about the creatures we share the planet with.
Including creatures which have got names beginning with Z, which if you'd asked me to just name two, I would have probably come up with zebra, but I probably wouldn't have
just said zebra and zebu. I think zebu
isn't thought of the other one you said.
Zebras are kind of cattle.
Thanks, Helen. With the Naked Scientist, Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. This week, we're going to be exploring the microbiological world, and coming up shortly, we'll be talking with Dr. Tim Reggett from Adam Brooks Hospital about viruses and how they can have you locked to a loo seat. Noroviruses are responsible for people ending up with nasty explosive outbreaks of what most people just call gut rot. But how do they get around? What's their life cycle? How infectious are they? What sort of a threat are they? How can we deal with them? So he's coming on shortly to talk about that. We'll also be investigating the claim that the kitchen table is probably more bug-ridden and bad for you than the bog seat. Is that true, or is it an urban legend? Well, we've put it to the test, and we've swabbed a toilet seat, and we've swabbed a kitchen table, and we'll be finding out later with Cambridge University's Gillian Fraser and Ben Vowsler, who's gone out to find out the answer. And also from Cambridge University, Ali Ashby is waiting in the wings. She's going to be talking about fungi, not just the things that hang off of trees, but maybe the things that also can give you Marmite and other tasty things to eat like corn.
The Naked Scientist podcast, powered by UK Fast, the UK's best hosting provider, on the web at ukfast.net.